This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. One sign of the mega drought plaguing the Colorado River Basin is that Lake Powell is only about one-third full right now. Also, the water it gets from the Colorado River is about a third of what's average by this time of year. CPR climate reporter Michael Elizabeth Sackis is tracking this.
The research shows that global warming accounts for about half of what's happening in the Southwest right now. Warmer temperatures throw the water cycle off in a lot of ways. If it's hotter, soils dry out more, and that means when the winter snow that collected in the mountains start to melt and run off, less of it makes it into streams.
CPR's Michael Sackis. Western Colorado is in one of its worst droughts on record. Starting today, Colorado College has dropped its mask mandate for fully vaccinated people on its campus in Colorado Springs. The school still strongly recommends unvaccinated people to wear masks. Colorado College is requiring students, staff, and faculties to submit proof of vaccination or exemption by August 1st to be on campus. CC is the first Colorado university in the state to indefinitely drop its campus mask mandate. Colorado College holds the license for KRCC, which is part of Colorado Public Radio. The University of Colorado plans to partner with the U.S. Space Force. The new program will focus on things like training and space-related research. The Daily Camera reports that CU Boulder officials hope it leads to an expansion of the school's aerospace program. The partnership will also involve CU's Colorado Springs campus. This is CPR News.